Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the campfire. Listen to that fire crackling. This is your host, Ray I, here with the Peanut. We've got the Vulgar Valgler, Matty G. What a beautiful morning. Rode all the way in, guys, with Peanut's head out the window. Did a little windsurfing. Saw a nice buck this morning. Big old buck. He was already out of velvet. Here we are. Not even in August yet. I thought that was pretty interesting. Had a little bit, you know, around the bases, but basically pretty clean. Nice big 10 point.
Saw one on Lindbergh, right?
Yeah, they were really moving this morning. I don't know what was going on with the brush cart, but they were like everywhere this morning. Had to be really careful coming in. Did a little annual stop at Quick Trip. And of course, I wonder who
the deer.
Wonder who the person is that watches the video footage there at Quick Trip. You got any idea, Matt, what that's all about? Because I got cameras everywhere.
I don't know, but I will go find out for you.
Find out
for
me.
I feel like I should know this.
Yeah,
too.
I can't imagine the person that goes through that and watches Peanut take her poop this morning there on the Quick Trip
that
grass.
That could be one of the most entertaining things they see. Yeah, depending
exactly.
On what Quick Trip you go to. I mean,
boy, they have really got the cameras. They must have had some issues on the Quick Trip places, I guess, to have that many cameras everywhere and signs posted every place. You're being videotaped. There's audio too and stuff like that. So I hollered good morning to him while Peanut was doing her little cigar. So that was pretty cool. But what a great day. Here we are. Can you believe we're in the last July, guys? I mean, I have no idea where
to go.
It goes faster and faster and faster. Got a pretty cool show lineup. It's just going to be us kind of chit-chatting this morning for a couple segments. But then we're going to go down to Nashville, Tennessee, and I was down there a while back and did some one-on-ones with some of the legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame, like Hank Parker. What a cool guy. What a great guy. Brenda Valentine. We got some interviews. You know, they're going to tell us, Mike Morgan, O'Neill Williams. They're going to tell us what it means to them to be in the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame, because, of course, that's coming up really quick. That'll be here before we know it, because here we are, the last of July, and that's August 25th. It's going to be the Legends of the Outdoors
Woo-hoo.
Hall of Fame. That's on the Cumberland River, of course. Boarding begins at 9 a.m., followed by the banquet and the induction award ceremony. And really cool, our great friend and great sponsor from Mossberg,
Linda
Powell, is being inducted to the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. And we want to congratulate her
on that.
Due to all of you out there, the story time this week is the old church. And great response from my Facebook post with all the old pictures. But we're getting into fall. We haven't got into the fishing like we really need to. So we'll do a lot of fishing here in August. But we're going to really get into the hunting stuff this fall and do a lot of more detail, more information stuff. Peanut, what are you doing? Say something vulgar while I get Peanut up here.
It's just going to be a great time. I want to say congratulations to our friend that just retired, Ernie.
K. Calandrelli. Yeah, Ernie from Quaker Boy. I can't believe he's been there that long.
No, he's going to now. He's going to be able to go out and start hunting and fishing like he wants to.
Me and Ernie's traveled a lot of roads together, a lot of years. Let's see, Niagara Falls, New York, 1980, when I flew in for the Grand National NWTF National Convention, and got to my hotel room and unlocked the door and set my suitcase in, and Ernie walked up, him and Paul Butsky, and I didn't see my suitcase again until I came back and picked it up out of where I set it inside the door. That's how that works. Anyway, we got cool show coming up. But also, we got a young lady, Melissa Girdley, great friend, took her turkey hunting a couple years ago when we do the Holland Shads down there with Devil's Backbone, and she's having a birthday. So we're going to play a birthday song for her because she's having a birthday. So with that, Maddie G is going to play a little birthday song for our girl, Melissa, from her Uncle Ray. Happy birthday, Melissa. Hope you have a wonderful birthday. Eat lots of cake, get lots of presents, and slap that big old ugly guy that's been hanging around with you. Happy birthday, Melissa. Peanut says happy birthday, too, and so does the Vulgar Vogler and Maddie G. What? Ooh. Man, I just keep saying it. What a beautiful morning. Got that coffee going on. Got up early, made that coffee. When are you going to be able to get some coffee?
Huh?
When are you going to be able to have coffee again?
Well, I'm going to find out soon if I got to have another surgery. That's
tough.
Oh, it is. It's there's like a whole gear that's missing, you know. Gears that are missing, you know. I could drink my coffee and, you know, within 10 minutes I'd be get going, you know, and now.
I never get tired of watching Peanut of the Morning. She's so excited to do radio. She was out at the truck 20 minutes before I was ready to leave, sitting by the truck, ready to go. When I took her outside to go potty, she was sitting by the truck, windsurfed all the way in, and she sees you guys, the station, just starts squealing, running. Just has a big time, doesn't she? That's so much fun.
It's amazing that she knows
time she's been on
Saturday.
The show. Long time she's been on the show.
And she knows that it's Saturday.
She knows. She knew she was going to the radio. There was no question about it.
And I always think it's funny, you see those memes on Facebook about dogs not wanting to leave, you know, the dog park or whatever. She doesn't want to leave.
She'll come outside the radio station, won't come to the truck. She'll just sit there. She wants to stay.
You know, and it's like 2 weeks ago when she did that, it was like, what is she not doing here? It just cracked me up.
I think people's going to love it. She went turkey hunting with me again this spring, and I editing the video of me and her stopping and calling, looking for turkeys, and her running around. It was pretty funny. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to come back on the other side, some news items and some local items and things like that, and then get into the show. So we appreciate all of you. Thank you for coming to the campfire this morning. It's great to be back in the studio in the bunker with the Maddie G and the Vogler Vogler and Peanut. The team's back together again. I feel a tear coming up in my one good eye. All right. With that, we're going to take a break. We'll see you all on the other side.